Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Morning. In this episode, we're taking a look at Radiance Technologies and their UFO research. That's correct, Radiance Technologies and their UFO research. This is a really interesting company. George Knapp just came out with a piece, I believe on Thursday the 13th, and we're going to look at that. But just to give you a little bit of background, first, I want to point out that back in April 21st is released of this year, Radiance Technologies have brought Travis Taylor on board. Now, if any of you have watched the Skinwalker Ranch series on the History Channel, you'll know who Dr. Travis Taylor is. He's the research scientist that's on there. He has a long history of doing research work for the U.S. government. He's a very interesting guy. He seems to have an open mind toward the whole UFO phenomena and paranormal activity in general. So I find it really, I don't know if interesting is not a strong enough word, but it's really boggles my mind that somebody with this much of an open mind could be brought into a government research on UFO projects. It tells me that people in the bowels of our government really do know that UFOs exist, that they're real, and they are interested in finding new explanations for what these things are, because if you're bringing somebody like Travis Taylor on board, you're looking to explore all the angles of these things. And if you've watched the Skinwalker Ranch series, you can see that they run all different kinds of experiments, have come up with lots of very strange results that really do border on the paranormal. They explore topics ranging from cattle mutilation to apparitions of the Skinwalker itself. So to take Dr. Taylor, who's right in the middle of this cauldron of paranormal activity, and to bring him into your research company that's researching UFOs, it almost looks to me like this whole thing is going in a different direction than simply thinking that these things are from another planet somewhere else and they are strictly mechanical objects that have flown here across spectacular distances using some sort of technology that we don't recognize. Now, this article from April 21st tells us, it says, Huntsville, Alabama, Dr. Travis S. Taylor, scientist, author, engineer, and star of television shows such as the National Geographic Channel's Rocket City Rednecks and the History Channel's The Secrets of Skinwalker Ranch, joins Radiance Technologies as a principal research scientist. Taylor will be supporting technical activities across the company as part of Radiance's defense sector. Quote, I'm a hands-on type of researcher, and I really look forward to getting acquainted with all the work being done at Radiance and what we might do that is new in the future, said Taylor. And Taylor boasts a doctorate in aerospace engineering, a doctorate in optical science and engineering, a master's degree in physics, a master's degree in mechanical aerospace engineering, and a master's degree in astronomy with a 20-year career supporting NASA, the U.S. Army Space and Missile Defense Command, and other customers. An accomplished writer, he has written 2 textbooks, over 15 papers, and 21 science fiction novels. Now think about that. I just read to you all the degrees this guy has. 2 doctorates, a master's degree, 20 papers, all these books. I think it goes without argument that this is a pretty smart guy. But, you know, if you go back and look at some of the reviews of Skinwalker Ranch, and some of just the terribly insulting and unresearched comments made by the professional debunkers bad-mouthing Dr. Travis Taylor, you have to wonder, do they have multiple doctorate degrees? Do they have master's degrees? Are they accomplished writers? Are they authoring textbooks and papers. Probably not. Goes on and says, Dr. Taylor is an outstanding and highly qualified scientist whose inventive way of thinking will be a great asset for Radiance, said Radiance CEO Bill Bailey. And then it says about Radiance Technology. Radiance Technology is an employee-owned small business prime contractor founded in 1999. Radiance has over 900 employees across the United States serving the Department of Defense, National Intelligence Community, and other government agencies. From concepts to capabilities, Radiance leads the way in developing customer-focused solutions in the areas of cybersecurity, systems engineering, prototyping, integration, as well as operational and strategic intelligence, including scientific and technical intelligence. This they call it small, but you know, we're talking about 900 employees. This sounds like a pretty thorough business. Now, just one more piece of background on Radiance Technologies here. I think it's important because if these folks are allegedly investigating UFO made it material, maybe parts that came off UFOs, maybe substances that was left behind at UFO crash sites. We know the whole story about Tom DeLonge claiming that they had either obtained or had access to UFO made material. We have the FOIA request that was put in by Glenn Greenwald that was refused by the CIA, where they reportedly received UFO metamaterial clear back in 1953, and now they're claiming they don't know where it's at, they don't know what happened to it. So this notion that there has been encounters with UFOs, or there have been UFO crashes where there was material from the actual spacecraft left behind, or there was some sort of substance that left behind, whether it was sometimes described as a hardened molten substance, whether it was liquid, powder, whatever that was left behind in relation to contact with that craft. The notion that this physical manifestations of these UFOs is around, I think it's happened too many times for us just to dismiss it as a conspiracy theory. From the evidence that I can see, there's so many reports of it that it almost has to be true that at some point, at multiple points along the way, people have recovered material that's directly associated with these UFOs, maybe even crash material, and that these pieces of material have made their way through our government's deep state system and into the hands of these private researchers, where we no longer have access to them. Now, this here website is from Radiance Technologies, and you can just go on to radiancetech.com, and they've got a pretty slick site here. It says, I noticed up in the corner, Radiance Independence Bowl. Apparently they're making enough money where they can sponsor a college football, is what it looks like. It says concepts to capabilities. It's got a picture of a military vehicle up here in the front. And then it has listed their priority, their people, their culture. It says intelligence. We provide intelligence analysis and warfighter support to the intelligence community and Department of Defense to enable effective military operations and protect our troops from harm. We specialize in intelligence analysis of threat systems across land, sea, airspace, and cyberspace domains. We use our expertise in engineering, technical data analysis, and exploitation to help our customers assess the operational capabilities, performance effectiveness, and vulnerabilities of foreign weapon systems and activities. And you have to wonder if by foreign weapon systems and activities, that does not include UFOs, because how much more foreign could you be than an unidentified flying object? It goes on and talks about cyber warfare or cyber capabilities. A directed energy. This is something that's come up over and over again with these discussions on the UFOs. Directed energy, including both high energy lasers and high powered microwave HPM, has become one of the U.S. military's key modernization weapon strategies. Radiance Technology has been at the forefront of this directed energy push with our role as developer and interrogator of key critical technical components, systems analytics, propagation, lethality, and live fire operations and tests. In other words, using lasers as weapons. And you can remember that one episode on Skinwalker Ranch, where they directed those lasers at a certain point in the sky and how they got those responses from UFOs at that time. So there is this connection between the use of lasers and UFOs. This is something that's just fascinating to me. Then it goes on and talks about artificial intelligence and machine learning. This is another thing that we come up against with the UFOs constantly is, are these things controlled by sentient entities, or are they simply AI machines or AI composites that are traveling through time, space, and other dimensions? It says artificial intelligence, machine learning, extensive background in applying AI ML techniques to large-scale, high-throughput sensor data to extract real-time targeting information for the warfighter, extensions into deep learning and novel architectures to address both analysis of big data repositories and time-critical information. So these guys are really, they've got all their fronts covered, and everything they do, I see, could be, their research could be furthered or could be involved somehow with UFO research. Microelectronics says the field of microelectronics security is rapidly evolving threat for the United States, DOD, and commercial sector alike. Billions of people rely on microelectric components every day to provide crucial services and applications such as online banking, healthcare, building automation, IoT applications. I think that means Internet of Things, semi-autonomous vehicles, mobile devices, and infrastructure management. Well, what more advanced electronic could you find than when we find these implants that are left in people that have been abducted? Hypersonics, it says, since early 2000, the DOD has pursued hypersonic weapons development as part of a conventional prompt global strike program. Well, many of us have seen these UFOs travel at these extremely high rate of speeds, usually no sonic boom left behind. Of course, our government, the first thing to think about doing with something with these kind of capabilities is using it as a weapon. And then it goes on, talks about space. We provide space solutions, warfighter support to DOD and NASA customers. Well, so much for not militarizing space. And then I find it interesting. It says that it's employee-owned, okay? And this company's been around for like 89 years. And you look, I think the president is named Tim Tinsley, and then one of their executives that was listed in the report was Jay Stratt, and of course Travis Taylor. The thing that I found in common with all these guys is that they all are former employees of the Department of Defense or some intelligence agency, what we often call the deep state. Personally, my impression of Travis Taylor is that he's more of a white hat guy, and maybe these guys all are. But the problem with putting so much of the responsibility for investigating UFO metamaterial into the hands of a privately owned company is the secrecy that's involved and the lack of transparency. Now, maybe they feel like this is necessary because what we're dealing with is so life-changing, so threatening to the peace and stability of the planet Earth that this is what they have to do. But, you know, there can always be a dark side to that flip side. Now, if we go on a little bit further here, we can find a couple different articles. The first article says, is this company working with alien technology in Nevada? Now, this is from letterspedia.com. It says, with 20 offices in 17 states, Radiance Technologies has quietly grown into a major player in the development of state-of-the-art weapons and systems for the Pentagon. When it comes to unidentified flying objects or extraterrestrial technology, the company doesn't shy away from what was once considered a taboo or marginal topic. But if someone owned a UFO and asked Radiant scientists to take it apart to figure out how it worked, would they accept that contract? Tim Tinsley, president of Radiance Technology, says yes. Why not, he says. I'm waiting for one like that. Tinsley is an engineer who worked on missile defense systems for 2 decades before joining Radiance. Unlike Lockheed Martin or Northrop Grumman, the Huntsville, Alabama-based company is wholly owned by its employees. Now, think about that. fully owned. Now, they tell us they have 900 employees, but we're really not sure, you know, how many employees own what percentage of the company. It says it doesn't matter whether we're in Las Vegas or San Antonio, Dayton, Ohio, or Huntsville, Tinsley explains. The idea is that we have a core set of values that runs through the company. But what exactly does Radiance Technology do with the 105,000 square feet of lab space? The company's website indicates involvement in exotic defense technologies, including direct energy weapons, hypersonic missiles, and counter-cyber warfare systems, among other projects reminiscent of science fiction. But what is happening at Nellis Air Force Base? He says, I can't tell you much, says Tinsley. I can tell you that we have been supporting Nellis Air Force Base in Las Vegas for over 20 years. He says the work is primarily for the Air Force in the research and development test and evaluation spectrum. For more than three decades, Nellis Air Force Base has been rumored to be home to mysterious materials of unknown origin. The story, dismissed as folklore by military authorities and defense contractors, states that a super secret program housed at or near the Area 51 military base in Nevada attempted to reverse engineer alien technology. Now, we've talked about this many times in the podcast about Area 51, even what's rumored to be Area 52, and some of the really odd stuff that goes on out there. It says, now, it seems there may be some truth to the folklore, as key congressional committees have received behind-closed-door briefings claiming the rumors are true, and legislature is pending to encourage whistleblowers to come forward and share their knowledge of downed ones sharing saucers. Here's the thing. These people are sworn to secrecy. I really don't think they're not going to call them whistleblowers. They're going to call them the traitors, and they will get the same treatment as Edward Snowden or even Julius Assange. I don't think anybody in their right mind that knows what's going on with this stuff is going to come forward, not if they value their life, which is a little disturbing. And secondly, you can see what's happening here. All this knowledge, all this information is being cordoned off from the normal chain of command and funneled into these research labs. Like they said here, 105,000 square foot research lab. Well, that lab's owned by a private company now. And as much as I like Dr. Travis Taylor, don't know the guy, but as much as he seems like an appealing, honest person, he's not able to give you any information whatsoever if you happen to send him a FOIA request. In fact, these guys that are operating as subcontractors for the military, they're going to be sworn to secrecy. They're not going to be allowed to share anything, even if they want to. Whereas if this information was contained within a government lab somewhere, there would be at least theoretically a way to get to it. Goes on, it says, Radiance Technology cannot confirm the allegation, but the company has positioned itself just in case. Months ago, it announced the hiring of a reverse engineering specialist, longtime Navy intelligence operator Jay Stratton, who was formerly the head of the Pentagon's Task Force on United Airborne Phenomena, or UAP. Now, this is another one of these guys that worked for a department that was said not to exist, basically. You know, it's kind of coming out of this gray area, and that's why I always call it the deep state. Probably a decent guy, probably a nice guy, probably a really smart, honest, ethical person. But the thing is the way they're compartmentalizing this evidence, it just makes it impossible for the average person to do anything more than speculate. It says Stratton urged Radiance to have Dr. hire Travis Taylor, who worked with him as a chief scientist for the UAP task force. I think they're missing a word there. So apparently this guy is the one that suggested they hire Travis Taylor. Of course, as we said, Dr. Travis Taylor was the fellow that did the Skinwalker Ranch stuff. Super smart guy. When Radiance announced the hiring of two veterans of UFO research, the press release did not obfuscate the connection and specifically mentioned their UFO credentials. But is the company concerned about the perception that it could be reverse engineering UFOs? And it says, quote, no, we offer customer solutions, explains Tinsley. Whatever our customers want, what we work on and support, then we will do it. Now remember, their customer is the U.S. Air Force or whatever other Department of Defense client that they're put up. This isn't like somebody who's out there, at least as far as I can see, working for, you know, a Walmart retail customer, say. These are highly specialized businesses. For his part, Taylor doesn't say what he and Stratton are working on, but makes it clear what they hope to tackle. Quote, Jay and I are working to expand capabilities by reverse engineering foreign materials, explains Taylor. If we were given something to reverse engineer, we would absolutely want to do that. That tells me right there they have something. Because if they didn't already have this material in their possession, why would you hire these two experts to reverse engineer it for you? That's like saying I'm going to take my car to a mechanic and have the mechanic fix it when you don't have a car. You understand? That would be putting the cart before the horse. So this whole cascade of events just reinforces to me that, yes, this stuff does exist. Yes, it's in the hands of private companies, which are basically controlled by the U.S. government deep state, because they're actually on the Air Force base, okay? So every conversation, every phone call, every email is going to be recorded. But it gives the powers to be a way to quarantine or you know, just lock up that information, to compartmentalize it so that the rest of us can't get to it. And finally, there's an article here. George Knapp did an excellent report on it, and you can go to 8newsnow.com. 8newsnow.com. I'm not going to play the video, but they got about a 4.5-5 minute video where George does a report on this, and you know, he does really good work. The company says, the headline says, "Is this company working with alien technology in Nevada?" by George Knapp, October 13th, 2022. It goes on, it says, "Radiance Technology has quietly become a major player in developing cutting-edge weapons and systems for the Pentagon, with 20 offices established in 17 states. When it comes to unidentified flying objects or alien technology, the company doesn't duck the topic, formerly considered taboo or fringe." This gets a little bit into the area of limited hangout, because this idea, the phenomenon of UFOs, I think, has become so commonplace, especially with the internet and phone cameras, and so many people have seen them and are becoming more and more comfortable talking about it, that it's only the very dumbest or the very most frightened people that, and I say that with all the kindness that I can, that are still in a frame of mind where they say UFOs absolutely do not and cannot exist, that anybody who reports them are either crazy or a conspiracy theorist. It's moved to the point now where there is so much video of this stuff, so many people have confirmed sightings of other people, that it's getting over the halfway mark. The scales are tipping, where the average person of average IQ, average intellect, has to say, "Well, something's happening. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's a weather event, but it doesn't look like it. Maybe it's Chinese drones, but it doesn't look like it. Maybe it's from another planet or another dimension. I don't know. Or maybe I'll never know, but there's something's happening." So we're moving from where most people are in complete denial about it to where most people are opening up their minds to say, "Well, it looks like there's something there. Don't know what it is, but something." And that's progress. He goes on, he says, "But if somebody possessed a UFO and asked scientists from Radiance to take it apart to figure out how it works, would they take that contract?" Tim Tinsley, president of Radiance Technology, says, "Yes, why not?" he says. "I'm waiting for one of those." Tinsley is an engineer who spent 2 decades working on missile defense systems before joining Radiance. Unlike Lockheed Martin or Northrop Grumman, the Huntsville, Alabama-based company is owned entirely by its employees. "Whether we're in Las Vegas or San Antonio, Dayton, Ohio, or Huntsville, it doesn't matter," Tinsley explains. "The idea is we have a core set of values that runs the company." So you can see here, This was a short interview with a lot of very pre-approved pat answers. He says, he goes on and he says the same thing that was reported before. But what exactly does Radiant Technology do with the 105,000 square feet of laboratory space? The company's website hints at involvement in exotic defense technologies, including direct energy weapons, hypersonic missiles, and systems to defend cyber warfare, among other projects reminiscent of science fiction. Well, we took a look at that website already, and it went through, you know, the basics of it. These guys are into some super high-tech stuff, and if you wanted somebody to reverse engineer a UFO or part of a UFO or material that came off of a UFO, they would be exactly the kind of people that you would want to do that. But what's happening at Nellis Air Force Base, and remember the reply, quote, "I can't tell you a lot," Tinsley says. And then he immediately pivots to a non-answer. I can tell you is we've supported the Las Vegas community, Nellis Air Force Base, for over 20 years. You know, okay, well, I assume that for the last 20 years, they haven't just been sitting around that 105,000 square research center doing nothing. That's what I'm going to make that assumption. He says the work is mainly for the Air Force and research and development, test and evaluation spectrum. So they're researching stuff, they're developing new stuff, they're testing stuff, and they're evaluating. Exactly what you would want to do if you came into possession of some kind of material that came off an object that wasn't of this world. For more than three decades, Nellis Air Force Base has been rumored to be the home of many mysterious materials of unknown origin. The story, dismissed as folklore by military agencies, defense contractors, goes that a super secret program housed in or near Nevada's Area 51 has been attempting to reverse engineer alien technology. Well, of course we know that. I mean, there's, at this point, like I said before, I think that the evidence is just overwhelming that this material exists and that they're attempting to reverse engineer. And then this, of course, this is the original report reading from, and then it finishes just like the other one. It says, Jay and I are working on growing the capabilities, doing reverse engineering of foreign materials, Taylor explains. Wow. Jay and I are working on growing the capabilities, comma, doing reverse engineering of foreign materials. He's saying that in the past tense. He's not saying, well, we're waiting for Tom DeLonge to show up with a bag full of UFO parts, okay? He's saying, we are doing reverse engineering of foreign materials. Goes on, if we were to get something to reverse engineer, we would absolutely want to do that. It's almost like he's just kidding himself. He exercised just a little too much honesty there. He says it in the first tense, in the present tense. Jay and I are working on growing the capabilities, doing reverse engineering of foreign materials. That's something that you would do if you had the materials in your lab and you're working on them right now. And then he kind of backtracks a little bit and says, if we're to get something to reverse engineer, we would absolutely want to do that. I have mixed feelings about this article, although I really appreciate the report that George did. I mean, he does good work. I'm not sure if, you know, I still believe this is a limited hangout. They're releasing some information. I'm not sure if they're doing that just because they're trying to, you know, let a little steam off the kettle, or if maybe they are trying to prepare us for some additional disclosure. Now, if you just think about this, if you've taken someone like Dr. Travis Taylor, I think if you look at him, he has this kind of a likable, folksy way about him. He looks like somebody that you would want to have for a neighbor. You know, he's a super sharp, handy, down-to-earth guy. And you're like, yeah, that's somebody that I would like to have live next door to me. He's not going to have his stereo playing really loud. If my lawnmower breaks down, he could certainly help me fix it. He looks like a responsible person. He seems like a happy, outgoing person with an open mind. He's an appealing person. Look at the ratings on Skinwalker Ranch, and that shows off the charts. So you take someone like that who has a very positive public image among the most probably, I guess you could say, the most hardcore, the most curious UFO crowd, and he's going to be able to probably communicate with those people on a level that a typical bureaucrat can't. So if they wanted to limit the amount of information that was being released while maintaining a certain level of trust, I don't think they could find a better candidate than Travis Taylor to do that. Now, whether that's good or bad, you can decide. I almost feel from reading this article that they are on the verge of admitting that they have this material and that it can do some really neat stuff. And maybe they'll tell us about 1% or 2% of the really neat stuff this material can do. As far as finding a cure to cancer, no, probably not. As far as being able to destroy a tank from 3 miles away with a laser beam, yeah, maybe. So that's what I'm looking at. When I see this article is just opening the door, say, to letting a little tiny bit of light out. But I see them putting their pieces in place, getting these people in the public view that are acceptable to the widest majority of people before they deliver their message. And I think what they've been doing over the last 3 or 4 years is they've been putting out different personalities and testing those personalities for believability and for the reaction from the public. For instance, David Forever, the Navy pilot, I think that guy was a smash hit. Some of the stuff with DeLong's people, I feel like there was a high level of distrust with some of those guys. And I think you might see some of those guys kind of be moved to the back burner. Not to say they won't be doing research or be involved in this phenomenon, but I see them bringing new people to the forefront that are more palatable to the American consumer. And so I really do look for big movements on this front over the next couple of years. But I also would caution that I don't think that people are going to get as much of the truth as what they're looking for. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.